Welcome to the Yes You Can podcast, a soft place to land for fit pros and aspiring entrepreneurs looking for a motivational cheerleader who's been through it all and believes your best life is about being brave and tapping into your magic. Hi, I'm Hannah Pratt, an online coach and vulnerability queen. I'm here ready to share my experiences through grief, life, and finding my place on the podium to help you level up. So grab a latte and a notebook and get ready to be inspired through the Yes You Can podcast. Hey friends, I am so excited to welcome you to today's episode. I have Mariana Salazar. She is the founder of The Experience Mexico. She's a master indoor cycling instructor. And today's conversation is really cool because it happened the day that they were announcing or they were opening doors for The Experience Mexico. And we talk about professional development for indoor cycling instructors, but we also talk about just like the learning experience. We talk about a lot of things about figuring out who you are as an instructor, your team. We kind of get into leadership. So if you're a studio owner or you're just trying to figure out how to build a team, there's a lot of great conversation in here as well. And I am so thrilled to have somebody who's giving back to the indoor cycling community and building community like I am as well. The roster for who is leading at the Experience Mexico, which happens in December in Mexico, and is this full festival sort of event of wellness and health and all this sort of stuff, was revealed. And so in the conversation, we're talking about who might be there, who might not be there. Now it is there. And it's really cool because Loren Aida, who was a masterclass speaker for Instructor Magic in round 7, is coming back to the Experience Mexico. She was a fantastic masterclass instructor, and anybody who signs up for Instructor Magic now gets access to that masterclass, which is a great segue because round 8 is just getting underway for Instructor Magic. And this is this launch was really interesting for me because I'm in a place where I am trying to not do more is more. And it's been kind of prompted because I've started taking on new hobbies. I've tried to like slow myself down. And it's a hard thing to do when you're a business owner, when you're an entrepreneur, to try and hold yourself back. It can get really easy to look at what others are doing, especially now that there are people who are doing similar things to me, and compare myself to where they're at or what they're doing and feel like there's like a sense of urgency. Like if I don't keep up, I'm going to fall behind. It didn't really exist for me before, but since I've been full-time entrepreneurship and I have to, you know, make a certain amount and do a certain amount of stuff to be able to afford my life, that urgency can feel overwhelming sometimes. And I've had to stop and be like, I have enough. I'm actually good. I don't need to do anything crazy right now. I don't need to break my system. I just need to keep it going. And so this last launch for Instructor Magic was really, I called it internally, just between myself and my VA and my coach, like lean and lazy. Like lean and lazy. I've done so many webinars and so many major promotions for Instructor Magic. I was like, I'm going to do one webinar. I'm going to do very little promotion for it. I'm going to really like talk to my waitlist of people who have been asking for it. And that's sort of it. And that will be fine. And it was totally fine. It was great. But I did find that even though I loved it for my mental capacity, like I went to Vegas with my friend Julia and we went to this amazing music festival, kind of when I was in the middle of a launch. I've been looking at horses because this is a whole other episode, because I'm getting back into horseback riding. And so I've been doing other things. And so that's been really great. But I did feel like there are certain people didn't know about the doors opening because I was holding back from some of the more fulsome promotions that I would normally do. And the thing with marketing is that people need to see something like 7 times, literally 7 times, to actually know that it's happening. So when you get a bunch of emails from a store or from something that you're on an email list for, just know that it's like it's because there's people out there who will contact you and say, I didn't know that this was happening. And you're like, how did you not know? I emailed you so many times. I talked about it so many times. So what I'm doing now for round 8, which we just started this week, is if anybody wants to join, they can join. The doors have not closed. I've had people joining basically every day since I, quote unquote, was closing doors. And I've just sort of quietly kept them open, partly because I hadn't even announced the masterclass instructors. And I am so pumped that this round I'm going to have my fellow motivator from Wheelhouse, Anna, delivering, you can hear me smiling, delivering a masterclass on mindset and motivation. And she's just such a magnetic person. If you know her in real life or if you've taken a class with her, like, she is fantastic. I've been coaching her for the last almost year in her business, and I've seen the stuff that she does with her clients, and it's truly amazing. So she's going to be one of the guest masterclass coaches. I also have Harry French, and he is the founder of House of Ride, or co-founder of House of Ride. He has a huge audience on Instagram and TikTok. He brings such great personality to what he does, but he is also an amazing coach on resistance and cadence, and he's going to be teaching a masterclass specifically on watts and power outputs and really stuff that I think rhythm cycling has kind of gotten away from, but it's what we are founded on, right? Like, what we have built, where we started is resistance and power training and watts and cadence and all that sort of stuff. So he's going to be delivering a masterclass. So there's two masterclass instructors plus all of the ones who are previously in, like Lauren Aida, like Christina Giroux, like Ryan Jones, like Jordan Reichardt. There's so many, like Sarah Davis. There's a whole vault. Plus there's the choreography vault, which I add videos to. And the price of Instructor Magic is at full pay is $597. You can do a 5-month payment plan on that. For the 6 weeks of curriculum, for all of the playlists, for all of the videos, for all of the masterclass instructors, that is, it's a crazy deal, and I'm not going to raise the price. I've seen other coaching trainings that are now thousands of dollars that are going out there, and I really want to keep this as accessible as possible while making sure that the value is reflected in the price. So there's a 5-month payment plan, there's a 2-month payment plan, there's a full pay in full. And if you use a code that is in the show notes, you will get a slight discount. Enrollment is going to stay open for the next week or so. Then I'm going to close it. And then transparently, I'm going to open doors for the summer for people who want to do a self-paced option, because there's right now there's Q&As. So you get 2 Q&As with me plus these 2 master classes. So that's 4 live trainings plus all the stuff that's in there already. In the summer, I'm going to do a self-paced option, which won't have quite the same energy as a live training. Like, there's just something about a cohort going together and how we get to know each other and all that sort of stuff. But it's still going to be fantastic for people who want to just get the training. I'm a person who I won't always engage in community, and when I'm in one in a course. And so this is for those people who are really just wanting to get access to the curriculum. If you're a studio owner, this is a really great program to have, because there's a lot of leadership stuff in there too. So anyways, that is my update on Instructor Magic. The horseback riding stuff, I'm going to leave for another episode, hopefully, but hopefully I'll have a horse soon. So we'll see about that. I'm so excited to welcome Mariana Salazar to the Yes You Can podcast. Let's get into the conversation. So I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm honored and excited to be here.
There's going to be so many people listening who are huge, huge fans, as I am. And it's funny because I feel like every time I invite somebody onto the podcast, it's really like a selfish excuse for me to get to talk to them and get to know them, because as instructors, as coaches, as people in this industry, it's so lovely to see, to find community and connection with each other from no matter where you are. And so I wanted to ask you, first of all, for those who don't know, which would be a very small amount of people, but who are you? What do you do? And then I'd love to ask you about your journey to becoming a coach and offering things like the amazing experience and all the other things that you're doing.
Yes, perfect. So I'm Mariana Salazar. Hi, everyone. I'm based in Mexico City, and I created almost three years ago, this event called The Experience. And it was like a dream that came to me while I was teaching. Like, it's so funny to go back and realize how everything started, because mm-hmm. it all started with my journey as a coach, like as I got to connect more with people and build community and get to know more instructors and people in the cycling world, I was like, wow, like this really is the best people in the world, like that I've met. Like I love the vibe and how the community was growing. So it was like, how can I get everyone together in one place?
I love it.
One hanging out.
Yeah.
So that's how this was born. And yeah, it's been a journey. And it's been a journey like from coach to event creator. It's been like a crazy roller coaster, but I love it. And now it's our third year in putting this together. And I'm so happy that the dream came true, and not only for like the Mexico community, like now it's people coming from everywhere in the world. And I'm like, someone pinch me, please, because that's exactly like what I wanted, like to get to know people from everywhere that love to move and love to create and love to collaborate.
There's some people who have taken Instructor Magic, my course, and they're lots of international, mostly international. Very few people actually are from where I am who take my course. And one of them, I think her name's Bianca, and she was from Switzerland, and she went to the Experience Mexico last year, and two other people had gone, and they were all connecting in the community, being like, I met you in real life. And they're all from around the world. And that's such a cool thing, especially in the time that we're in now, after we couldn't connect for so long, that this feels like, from the outsider perspective, and because it's definitely on my bucket list to come, is it's like this beautiful coming. It's like a homecoming, you know, of people, connected souls who are just like vibing together, as you said. And Rowan did a masterclass inside Instructor Magic. She's amazing. And I was like, okay, if this is any indication of how great this event is, like, and so the third year of doing the Experience Mexico, and you teach obviously, and you've also been doing, you've done instructor certifications and workshops and things for many years. So how did you first come to teaching and coaching?
It was very, very funny. And I always say, like, best things that happen in your life, like, come unexpectedly. Like, it's like you're not planning for them. So it was a friend invited me. At the time, I was a health coach. So I was doing workout programs and challenges and all this type like things online. And she knew I was all about wellness. And she was like, hey, this studio is about to open. It was the second studio in Mexico. So no one knew anything. Like SoulCycle, like you've heard about it, but it was like not very popular at the moment. So she was like, hey, this studio is opening, indoor cycling, rhythm bass, like it's all with the music. You love wellness, you love movement, you love music. Like, I think this could be your thing. And I was like, okay, let's try it. So I went through the certification and I loved it. Like the music part for me was like, oh my God, like so cool. So I started teaching. That was 2015. So yeah, it's been, it's been a while. And then because it was so new in Mexico, other studios started opening, but no one really had like the basics or the manual or like any like type of material to follow along doing the trainings. So since the beginning, and when I started teaching at the studio, I've always been like this. Like I love writing down everything, and when I find like the formula for something, it's like, okay, I have to write it down, and if I can, I will share it with people. So that's how I started making my manual with whatever I knew. Like it was like totally improvising, but it worked. Like it was like a very good manual to train people with. So that's how I started training other people, because they came and they were like, okay, like you have the material, come to our studio and let's do this training. The time I had a partner, we were together doing those trainings for almost 6-7 years. Wow. So we did the trainings together. And then everything is like an evolution. So from coaching, it was to training trainers. And then it was like this dream of, okay, how can we bring everyone together? How can we start building like a bigger community. And that's how it evolves, like from the certifications and the trainings to the actual event. So it's been like almost like a road with no map. Like the map is revealing itself as you go along. But it's been amazing. Like I am super grateful of how it all has like been like developing.
The evolution is really cool. Like I think that a lot of people think that, at least people that are not in my world fitness wise, and they're like, oh, so you're, I have a post up on my Instagram, you're just a spin instructor. And I'm like, there's so many opportunities. Like you can be whatever you want and you can evolve. And especially if you love mentorship, if you love creativity, if you love like being just open to possibilities, life can throw you off. Like I definitely didn't plan on doing a course for other indoor cycling professionals. It just was, people were in my DMs asking me and I'm like, sure, I have this formula, as you said, of what works. And it's a template, it's a roadmap. And I love teaching more than I actually love doing. And so this, it's life can have this map that reveals itself. As you said, I feel like I even saw a visual of it, just sort of like, you know, showing you the next step. And you can be like, I can take this way or I can take this way. And I'm just going to make my own path. And there is no wrong step, I think, because you always figure it out. But it does seem like you figured it out really well. And so the first year, I think I remember seeing it after, and I was like, this is amazing. And travel has, like, you've really persevered through different travel restrictions and things like that, which, so from coach to trainer of trainers to event, like, how is that? Had you done events kind of in the past at this level in any other capacity, or was it like learning as you went through accommodations and dietary restrictions and schedules and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, it's been a whole trip. I've never done events in my life before, but I can, when you go back and you start like looking at your life, and it's like, yeah, like I think that was my profile. When I was in high school, I loved to put together like parties for my friends. Mm-hmm. So I was like all about organizing and making the invitations and putting everything together. So I think I have that in my, like I love to get people together and create experiences for them.
Yeah.
So I think that really helped. And yeah, when it was the time like to put everything together, I was like, I mean, like I love contacting people. I love contacting sponsors, and yeah, like putting all these pieces together. It was, I love the challenge. It was like, I think I'm meant for this. So yeah, it was like a total like trial and error, like no experience at all. And I think for this part of the creation of the event, it was super important to have like the right people, the right vendors, the right venue. It was like clue. Like it was super, super important, because they are like half of what you're doing. Like if you have the right hotel, the right venue, the right people that you're working with, and you know that they have your back, it's like, it makes the job so much easier. So yeah, we've been lucky to have these type of people on our side. And even with no experience, like little by little, we start like learning and see what works, see what like it's not working, but it's like all together hand in hand with the team that you're like putting together. So I think that's been super like a blessing for us to make this happen.
It feels like everybody has the same vision, and like that's like when everybody's on board and they're all driving towards the same goal and they have this really cool vision. Because what, like there's conferences and there's summits and there's different things like that, and then there's the Experience Mexico, which seems like a complete, like it's new, it's I haven't seen it anywhere else. Like that's especially for fitness professionals, for people who love fitness, for anybody who just wants to come and connect. And it seems to be on the cutting edge of, I was like, is this an ad for the Experience? It's not, I just love it. It seems to be on the cutting edge of like infusion with the music, with the venue, with the space, with the hotel, with the food. Like it's all very intentional. And I love intention with my classes. It's like what I preach. And so how, when you first had the idea for this of bringing people together, bringing all the best people together in one space, how did all of that other stuff sort of come through? I think it's been really cool to hear you say that there was two studios where you were, and now if, like, Mexico indoor cycling is like a whole other, it's like a whole other thing. It's so amazing. Like it seems like it's in this moment of really big popularity where there's lots of people who are excited about it. And I think that's probably in part, in fact, by you and your team and what you're doing and bringing people to Mexico and having everybody see it. So did you have a clear vision for what you wanted it to look like and feel like when you were in the first year, or was it sort of iterative and like coming and almost like emerging?
I think it was both. We had a clear vision in terms of we wanted to share with people. I wanted to share with people what had helped me, because my journey as a coach, it was all like the theory and how to write and how to coach and all of that. But also the other half for me was working on myself, like really getting to know myself and finding that alter ego and finding that true authentic voice that allowed me to connect with everyone. So that road of personal development was super big in my journey as a coach. So I was like, if most of the people that are coming to the event are coaches or studio owners, how can we share this same content and this same type of like self-development master coaches mm-hmm. with them? So it was that, like sharing what had served me to everyone else. And then when it all came together, the vision made itself super clear. So the first year was like a wow, like taking notes of everything, what was like moving people, the classes that had like more effect on people mm-hmm. and how the combination of everything made the experience what the experience was for that first year. And then for the second year, it was like, okay, let's take this, what we noticed last year, and make it like even bigger. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it all started with the intention of sharing the things that were like helpful for me in the moment. And then like putting together the pieces and every year trying to make it even bigger and even more touching and even more like, yeah, like more focus on that. Like, yeah, it's like fitness and cycling, it's the excuse, but it's more, I think it's, yeah, like the excuse to give people more this opportunity to connect with themselves and yeah, have this break of 5 days of really getting to know themselves and going back to source and connecting with other people. So I think that's the main why of everything. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And I feel like now I recall year one really clearly. I remember seeing the panel of coaches who were delivering the masterclasses, and it was definitely more intimate than year two with the open air venue and seeing the different photos and things like that. What is year three going to be like for people? At the time when this comes out, I'm not even sure if there's going to be, you're probably going to have to get on the wait list, but it's coming out next week and they just opened doors today. What is it going to be, sort of replicating what year two was like in terms of the coaches and the venue and space and everything? Or are you going to continue to do the things that you were just talking about, like kind of turning up the dial on what worked from last year and what you want to improve upon? Or is there something completely new?
We have surprises. We got everything. Yeah, I think it's more, more like you're saying, like turning it up. And now we see how people are all about connection and just being free and having that this safe space just to release whatever mm-hmm. they have when they get to the event. So like I said, we take notes on everything. I love to observe and to like take notes on from the tiniest little detail to like the whole thing. And I don't know if you saw like this photo, for me says a lot, like this huge like hug from year two, like where everyone, it started as a three people hug and then everyone came and it became like these 100 people hugging and just crying together. So these type of images is what tells me what to do next for event. So these like see the inspiration. So it's that and trying to make it even bigger, even more safer for people to feel and to release and to connect. So it's like making these questions to universe, like what else is possible? Like we already had this, so show us how can this get bigger and better for everyone. So yeah, we did references, but also trying to put in like little details, little surprises, but it's coming inspired from what happened on the second year.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. What's been the like biggest lesson learned? Either it can be like it can be positive now, but maybe it was hard. I find when anybody's an entrepreneur, it can be a bit of a lonely road. And it's really amazing that you have a wonderful team, because that's so important, who share your vision and who are like pushing and helping you get back up when you're questioning yourself or being like, this is, if it's technology that's failing or something, there's always something that happens. Has there been any major lesson or any stories you can share about like putting something like this together? Because it's, see, for me, the marketer, the event planner, like I'm always so curious about like the logistics and like figuring out that part. And it seems like you've done it so flawlessly. So, like I haven't seen any things. And I'm like, oh, they've got all these details on the website. It all makes sense. Like, and this, you said this came by naturally for you, but has there been any big like lessons learned either about event planning or just even your own journey from coaching to becoming sort of this like concept creator, this like curator of experiences?
It looks flawless on the outside, but it's it's been a roller coaster. It's been a trip, the most amazing roller coaster, but it's yeah, it has had its tiny little details. Mm-hmm. So I think the main lessons, I think I can go by year. So the main lessons for year one was the numbers and the planning of the numbers. So if you're planning something, if you're coming up with a project, that would be my advice. Like, make sure your numbers are properly done. Like, over numbers again and again, because at the end it could like surprise you and not in the good way. So that happened year one. And yeah, we had like 3 days of complete chaos and what are we gonna do? Like, literally WTF. This is gonna happen. But that would be the second lesson. When something like this comes up, like, stick to your vision and stick to your like gut feeling, that intuition that tells you like this is part of the solution, or this is the road you should take, and take the decisions and trust that everything will turn out okay if you follow that like voice in you and that why and that intention that, okay, this is the bigger vision and I need to get there no matter what, no matter like if I have, and that was the situation. I was actually like planning on selling my car at one moment and stuff. Like, I was like, if I need to sell things, I'm going to sell whatever it takes, but this event needs to happen. Mm-hmm. So that was year one. It was kind of like rocky. And then for year two, the lessons were there. Numbers were planned. I hired a number coach because that's when you realize, okay, maybe this is something that I'm not that good at. I can plan things and I have the vision and I can curate things and I can bring people together, but maybe numbers, I need help with that. So that's when the hiring of the coaching happened. And yeah, for year two, I think it was this part of getting the right people together. So the team, from the staff to the photographer to the videographer, like you said, like everyone has to be on board with your vision and in love with what you're doing, the same way that you're in love with it. So the team makes all the difference. And when you have people that are married to that vision, everything becomes like so, it's not easy, but it's like, it flows better. It would never be easy, but yeah. It flows much better.
I find it's like, so it makes such a difference when you have people who, you just said, who are in love with it as much as you are, because then like the accountability is just built in. Like then everybody is giving 110% because they love it, not because you're managing them or because you're paying them or because whatever. It's like they are just doing their best with the creativity and the social media and the whatever. And they're showing up as like as big as you are. And that's not easy. Like I just did a podcast episode with somebody else and we were talking about hiring and stuff. And for events are so high, like energy, the emotion, like both highs and lows. Like I feel like I'd be crying for many different reasons at the end of an event like this, just from the release of all of that. And so that is such an important point that they need to be like in love with that vision too. And you just did another event too, right? In April or March. And so are you thinking in the future, whatever you can share, are you hoping to do more events happening throughout the year in Mexico, elsewhere? Like, what yes. can, and she's like, she's giving me a knowing glance right now. I mean, like, I have things that I can't tell you.
Yes, no. I will try not to spoil the surprises, but yeah. So this is another thing that came out from feedback from people, like taking notes on what people were saying. So during the event, I love to come and sit down with people, have meals with people, and yeah, like just connect, and we end up being like besties at the end. But that gives them this like trust and they come and share like everything. And I love that. That feedback is like priceless. So a lot of people were saying that this should happen more than once. Like we love it so much and it's so life changing. Like, why can't it be like more times a year? Like, please make it happen. Maybe in a smaller version of it or maybe less days. So they were like giving me feedback on this. That's why we created this pop-up in March. Mm-hmm. And it was just a one day here in Mexico City. It was also classes. We combined cycling with functional. And at the end, we had a sound bath. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. A lot of people that couldn't come to the big event, they went and they had like this little taste. Mm-hmm. And now they were like, okay, they were convinced. Like, no, for sure, I'm coming next year. Like, this is all I needed.
Yeah.
It's like a tiny taste of the actual big event. And taking that those comments into consideration, we are planning. So our big event is going to happen in December, just like the last two. And then we're planning a one coming right after. Like this is a little surprise, a little spoiler I can give. We have one coming in February 2024. It's not going to be as big. It's in another venue, totally different venue. The background is going to change a little bit from the forest. We're going to go to the jungle of Mexico. And then summer 2024, also following the feedback of people, because we had a lot of people coming from Europe. We're flying to Europe. We're taking the experience to Europe.
This is, I feel like breaking news. I'm getting this right now.
Yeah.
This is so exciting. I'm 100% in for that one. I'm going to follow you guys there. I have so many people inside Instructor Magic who are in Europe who are going to love that. Like I love this international community of people. Like it's just so cool to see how similar we are and then learn from each other in different ways and what's popular and what's working and what's not and all of that. So that's exciting. So you've got December, you've got February, and then summer taking it on the road, international tour.
Yes.
That's amazing. And what is like, do you have any, for people who want to attend something like this, because there's a lot of people who don't teach spin who listen to this podcast. There's a lot of people who just love hearing conversations from curious humans about different things. Is it, I know the answer to this, but are there lots of people who don't teach classes who come just to experience something like this? And what would you say is that somebody who's intimidated to come to one of these events?
Please come. Yeah, no, we have a lot of people. They were starting their journey on the bike and they were like, this looks cool, I'm going. Mm-hmm. And they end up having the time of their lives. Like, they even come without knowing anyone. They just like go by themselves, and by the end they live with a whole family, like new family mm-hmm. members. The space becomes such like I said, like a safe space. It doesn't matter if you've been riding for years, if you just started, if you're a coach, if you're just starting your fitness journey. Like, it's mm-hmm. open for everyone. And people are so nice and so open and so embracing that you will have, like, you will never feel out of place. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you don't know how to ride to the beat, you'll have someone next to you willing to guide you while you're in class. And mm-hmm. this happened. I loved watching this. This happened last year. Part of our lineup, part of our talent was my beautiful friend, Nick Bax. He's a life coach, and his wife. And yeah, they are huge into fitness, but bike was not their main thing. Mm-hmm. But they were riding, and everyone around them was like teaching them how to ride, telling them like how to set up their bikes. Like, you don't even have to ask them. People, you know how people are. Like, they are just so loving and willing to help somebody out. So it's so nice to see these type of scenes where even if you're new, even if you don't know anyone, there's going to be someone there to help you out and to mm-hmm. adopt you and be besties with. So yeah, like, don't think about it. Like, just come and I'm sure you're going to have the best time. Like, it's, I think the bike or the classes are just like the fitness theme is just like the Trojan horse for for everything that happens there. Like, it's so much more than fitness or movement or how fit you are or how mm-hmm. much time you can like run outside of the saddle. Like, no, like mm-hmm. it's much more than that. It's like a soul experience, like a soul transformation for sure.
That's wonderful. The itinerary, I guess the lineup, we can talk about to some degree at least, because there are movement classes that people can participate in. But then you just mentioned a life coach who is there delivering a part of the experience. So what, to whatever you can reveal, what are the types of things that people would, because I'm like, I'm going to be sore if I do 3 classes a day for 5 days. I'm like, I'm going to be like, this old body is struggling. And so what are some other things that people might experience? Like, there's the food, there's the beautiful space. And, but beyond the, like, that soul transformation, you talked about sound baths and things like that. So like, what else is on the itinerary?
Yeah. So our main activity, of course, is cycling, because we all love cycling and it's like our main thing. We're all like cycling freakos.
Yeah.
So that's the like the heart of everything. But we are trying to combine more disciplines that go hand in hand with cycling. And this also goes back to my own journey of, I'm a cycling coach, but I love to see what can I take from other disciplines to make this cycling journey even like richer and better. So that's when we incorporated yoga, because of course stretching after cycling is super important. So mm-hmm. this year we're having yoga, more stretching. We're having these sessions of like conscious movement. So it's like mm-hmm. releasing, moving to the beat of the music, but more on like an emotional tone. So we're repeating that. We're having the talks. We're having the workshops with our wonderful, wonderful teachers. So yeah, we try to give like a big offer. So if people don't want to be riding all the classes, they can choose, and maybe they go to the spa. The hotel has a beautiful spa, beautiful pool. You can just like chill there. Green areas, like garden is huge. Mm-hmm. You can just like some people, this is also like a very regular question from people, like, can I work there? If I'm working, can I bring my laptop? I'm like, yeah, like the lobby is a beautiful space where there's like tables and things that, so if you don't want to do all the activities on schedule, you can totally design your own experience and take whatever you want to take for your own journey. So it's open. Like when I talk with people and even with the teachers, it's like, it's an open and free space where you can create your own experience. If you want to just stay in bed one day and enjoy these like amazing beds that the hotel has, like, do it.
Do
like,
that. Yeah.
Do it. It's your week, your time. Like, you can create whatever you want to create in that week, taking all the disciplines we're like offering.
It sounds like heaven. It sounds like heaven, especially for people who need like that soul reset of some sort, you know, like who are searching. There's so many people who are searching for deeper community, deeper connection, deeper meaning, deeper purpose, deeper everything. And when you have space to do that and a place that also inspires you with people who can help light that spark for you with movement and with thought, and it happens to be in a gorgeous space where you have like plants and greenery and all these things that we know really do help us feel kind of at peace and like come to home to ourselves. It's, I can only imagine all the magic that happens for everybody who goes. And so the wait list, the email list just got access. What are the dates that people need to register? Is it sort of just first come, first serve? And when they're gone, they're gone. And then is there a wait list to, if like there's cancellations, or how does that work?
Yes. So we opened our advance sale today. Yeah. It's now live. So we made this sale for people that are like, I mean, I don't need to know the lineup. I mean, like, I really want to hold my space right now. So we started that today. Some of our rooms are already like sold out, especially this is something I'm taking note of. People are going more for the private type of rooming. So that's already gone. I'm sorry. There's more spots left, but these type of room are the ones that are taking first. So yeah, it's a first come, first served. We are not revealing the lineup for two more weeks. So this is like a secret. If you sign up today, the secret will be revealed, but we're asking them to keep it secret for a little while. And then in 2 weeks, we are announcing, it's the official announcement of the lineup. It's amazing. Like, this lineup is, wow, out of this world. So you're not going to regret it.
Sign up.
Yeah. So yeah, after all of the spots are sold out, we have a wait list, and it happens that people, life happens, they have to cancel their spots. So we start releasing those free spots to the wait list as it's going. But now we have the other event coming in February. So if you, for some reason, you didn't get to get your spot for December, February is going to be amazing as well. The venue also out of this world. It's with the same hotel change. So it's called Rodavento, and they have a hotel in Valle and they have a hotel in Veracruz. So you can trust it's going to be same like quality food, rooms, everything. So if you couldn't get in the December event, you're going to have February.
Amazing.
And be as cool, yeah, as the other one. So, yeah.
And then Europe summer of 2024.
Yeah, these pop-ups, I think we're going to keep doing them every 3 months. So if you want to have like a little taste of the experience and you're like just waiting to see if this is for you, we're going to have more. Like, that's my mission, to keep creating so this amazing experience can be like more available for more people.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It's really impressive to hear you from year one, when you had the numbers snafu and went from like, do I have to sell my car to make this work? To now be like, we're going to Europe. Like, I think that ability to be nimble and adapt is so beneficial. There's lots of entrepreneurs who listen to this podcast. And I think like if there's a lesson in there just for them on that alone, is hold true to your vision and not give up just because you got some part wrong. That feels probably really hard in the moment, like a really hard lesson, especially when it involves money. It's like, but to be able to come back and say, okay, that didn't work. Let's try this. And then in year three, being able to, in year four, being able to be like, now we've completely figured out the formula and the recipe and are going to be tweaking along the way. So congratulations. That's like, it's a huge, huge attribute and characteristic for you as an entrepreneur. And going out on your own and like doing this with your amazing team is so cool.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, the team deserves all the credit. The team and the hotel, like, I'm just like saying like, this should be here, this should be here. But everyone else, like the actual like magic happening. So yeah, like I totally like turn the spotlight to them. Like, actually, this is weird because I'm this type of people that I hate the spotlight. I'm super shy. I'm like super introvert. So I feel so lucky to have these people by my side and like, yeah, this is the actual secret to the event. It's like this amazing group of people. So yeah, I feel so, so happy. I'm so lucky. I'm so blessed. Thank you. Thank you.
That's great. Is there anything else you wanted to share with the podcast listeners about upcoming events, about where, are you teaching anywhere right now? Sorry that I don't know this.
No, it's okay. I was teaching last year, but then the planning for the event was like too much. So I needed to concentrate on that. And I was like, okay, this needs all of me right now. And I stepped down of the podium. But I think by June or July this year, I might be going back to teaching. I don't know where exactly, if any studio out there has it.
Back on the schedule. I feel like wherever you go, they'll be lucky to have you. I've seen your videos. And it's nice when you can get to a point in your career when you can sort of take, not a step back, but like pause one part of it, so that you can turn your attention to something else. And it's not easy. I'm a person who likes to do a million different things, and it's not easy to be able to, okay, this needs all of me 110%. That's a really hard decision. But being in it for 8 years now as an instructor, it's like, it's nice to see that evolution. So is there anything else you wanted to share about the experience or upcoming offerings or how to take part in any of the things that you're doing, where to find you?
Thank you. Yeah, well, just extend the invitation to everyone. Like, if they've been thinking about it, if they have seen the videos or the Instagram posts and they're like, maybe I'll do it this year, like just to say yes to that voice that is calling them to the experience, because I know this is like a really like a life-changing experience. So we would love to have them here and have them experience the experience. And yeah, so yeah, doors are open right now for the advanced sale. Be on the lookout for the other two events. I'm sure they're going to be as amazing as the original one, the original baby. And yeah, like just thanking everyone that has been already a participant at the event for the trust and the love and everything, because yeah, also like the credit goes to them. We've been growing a lot and it's all by recommendation, by people watching their friends going through these amazing transformations and how they live that experience, and they come back and they just share it and they are just like the testament of what happens there. It's like, we don't need any marketing. We don't need like
it's all word of mouth, like referrals. I've had so many people inside Instructor Magic talk about it, and like the fact that, again, they're coming from different places and meeting there and how developing these really intense friendships. It's so cool to see. I wanted to ask how much had it grown from year one to year two attendance wise?
So year one, we had 77 people. Mm-hmm. Last year we were 115. And then this year, I think that's going to be our tops. The hotel people are like, this is it. They already built some extra cabins that were, this is the first year we're going to be using them. So 150 people are
amazing.
There. 2023.
Yeah. So basically double from year one. That's awesome. That's so, so good. Well, and final question, is there anything you would, in terms of advice you would give instructors right now who are not feeling super inspired, but like who are on the podium, who are grinding it out? I'm sure you hear from a lot of them all the time. I definitely do. Besides coming to the experience, which they should, what advice would you give somebody who's either aspiring to become an instructor or coach, or somebody who's sort of figuring out their footing a few months in and trying to find their voice?
Yeah, I think these type of spaces and experiences, it doesn't have to be the experience per se, but I think this type of bubbles or spaces that you make for yourself and your growth are super important. Mm-hmm. Even if you're starting or if you've been teaching for 10, 15 years, like just having this time to go back to yourself, to go back to your why, to reset, to rest, to connect with other people that love the same things that you love. Even if it's different disciplines, but they love to move. Find that people and connect and be open and just, yeah, like be open to co-create with these people that are in the same world as you. And you're going to find magic. Like that's the spark that lights up everything. Just making room for that space for yourself and yeah, like this, a little break you can do and just to ask questions, to write down things. This it's super important just to slow down. Like I know, and I know you know as well, like we love to go and always like looking for the next thing. But once you slow down and like tune out everything else, that noise and the information that's coming from the outside, I think that's where everything starts to happen. Inspiration comes back, motivation, creativity. So these types of spaces are cool. Like, even if it's just for one day, just try to have one day during the week just for yourself and for connecting and for resetting. And
yeah,
I think that's the biggest.
It's so important. It's like, and if you don't, like, I tend to be bad at that of like taking a full day. But even when I'm like in the shower and I'm not thinking about anything else, like that's when I have all my ideas because my brain has the space to actually just think and be in the moment instead of doing all these other things. So even if you start with like an hour or meditation or go for a walk or do something that's not fitness related even too, I find when I listen to podcasts or read books or take in other experiences with people, that's when I feel creatively lit up with what I'm going to say on the podium. I'm going to motivate. So I hope people do take in one of your experiences, do something like this and feel inspired again, because what we do is so important and there's so many lives to impact through exceptional coaching. And so what you're creating is this beautiful ripple effect, because every time you inspire one of these coaches, they're going to go and inspire their communities. And I just know it's so impactful and completely immeasurable. So one final congratulations. Thank you for coming on today's show. I'm hopeful that I'm going to get this out in time when there still are, opportunities to actually join. But if not, as Mariana said, February and then summer 2024 as well. So thank you, Mariana, for joining me today. I'm so grateful that we were able to connect, and I look forward to seeing all the beautiful things that you're going to create.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I hope you join us this year.
I know. I need to get my tickets like right after this. I'm going to go. All right. Thanks. Thanks for listening all the way to the end of the Yes You Can podcast. If you loved this one, I would so appreciate a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. That lets others know that, hey, this is a good podcast and it's worthwhile to listen to. If you really loved it, make sure to share with somebody you love who could benefit from a little magic and motivation in their lives. Thanks so much, friends, and have a great day.